We welcome you in for a bonus segment here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with Joe DeCamera. And we're talking Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, some memorable games in the state of Texas for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start with the good, and you begin.
Well, the good, oh boy, there's so many. I mean, I think of the Bounty Bowl, of course, you know, and it's controversy and very controversial in the modern day times with what we know about head injuries.
But there was no bounty.
It was fun back then. The Pork Chop Bowl was wild, all that part of the Buddy Ryan era. Of course, and we think of the Ray Rhodes era. We think of James Willis intercepting that Troy Aikman pass in the end zone, lateraling it to his buddy Troy Vincent all the way down the field. The Pickle Juice game, Dave, in 2000, you know, when Andy Reid was kind of getting things going, the onside kick to start the game, Deuce Daly with 200 yards. That was Runyon's first game with the Birds. There have been so many memorable ones that have stood out on the positive side. Game for Terrell Owens in 2004, Donovan McNabb with a 13-14-second scramble.
It was a 14-second scramble to Freddie Mitchell down the field. Remarkable play. But why are we ignoring the most recent history here? In the Chip Kelly era, the first season, Brandon Boykin, the interception against who? Kyle Orton, backup quarterback, to clinch the Eagles' division title, to clinch the Eagles' playoff spot. And no sweeter place to do that than Dallas. I'll take you back to 1979, Tony Franklin, a big field goal, and a win for the Eagles after many, many losses. In fact, Ron Jaworski's first win against the Dallas Cowboys. Really a coming-of-age victory for Dick Vermeil's team. And then in 1991, the Eagles just destroying Troy Aikman. 11 sacks, shutout football, gangrene defense. The Eagles have played very good football in Texas, both at the old Texas Stadium and here at AT&T Stadium.
And here's the thing, Dave, and this is, and believe me, I don't like to dwell on the negative by any stretch, but part of what makes this fun, you know, from my standpoint as a fan, I think for all of us out there, is that there's the yin and the yang. There's the good and the bad, because we know, I mean, there have been some painful games down there as well. The three playoff losses from 92, 95, and the playoff loss back in 2009, Donovan McNabb's last game.
Yes.
You know, so there's just, you think of, the Michael Irvins and Deion Sanders and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, guys making plays.
But what's so weird about this rivalry of late is that Dallas has played very well in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field, witness the Week 2 Cowboys victory. And the Eagles have played so well on the road in Arlington, Texas. We hope that continues on Sunday night. We expect a throng of Eagles fans to make their presence known for this nationally televised game. And the Eagles go into this game knowing that a win in this one, does it knock Dallas out?
I don't think it knocks them out, but boy, it pushes them down. If you can get the Dallas Cowboys to 2-6, knowing that Romo's still not coming back in the next week or two, it would make a big difference. Dallas would still only be two games out of the division with eight games to go, but I think it would be a hard, hard road for the Cowboys to come back from.
For Joe, I'm Dave, and there's your Eagles-Cowboys memories in Dallas.